Climate change reflections. Climate change is kicking our ass. Climate change cities fan story contest. https://wp.me/p7naso3b4. Index. Poems and stories. Climate change cities fan story contest. 10 years after climate change collapse. The Lion King speaks up. Sam Adams 10 years after climate change collapse. Climate change is real, people are dying. The world is ending. Climate change running amok. Only the elders remembered a blue sky. Smoke on the water. Oh the stupid, it hurts so much. California burning politicians do nothing. Climate change busso. Climate change Aquarian poem. The fire that almost destroyed Medford, Oregon. Summer of our discontent. Snow day. Summertime blues. Save the whales from evil wind farms. No more fireworks. No rain. Ice Age 2.0 cometh riding calm. Korean heat dome blues. Hell on earth. Do you believe in climate change? Domed cities save the human race. Either we deal with climate change or we all die. Torrential rainfall everywhere. Climate change Tanaga. Visions of the future. The year 2024. Solar energy mirrored sinking. Running out of water. Last bird of autumn. End of the world feelings. Last barbecue. Last groundhog day. End of the world survival blues. End times. Stay positive. No more perfect summer days. Korean summers. God is not happy with the human race. Last gasp of the old world. The last umbrella. Climate change on the move. The world could end in both fire and ice. Climate change theory poem. Climate change group poem. Climate change Renga poem. Co-pilot additional background reading. 10 years after climate change collapse / climate cities 75 years in the future. I wrote this first draft on a sweltering hot July day in Medford, Oregon, where it has been hitting record heat waves for weeks over 138°C, almost every day, which is unusual for the summer where it seldom gets above 95°F, 35°C, except for one or two days in August. Now it is Thanksgiving and an early winter has arrived after a warmer than usual October and November. The climate is getting weirder and harder to predict. Part 1 equals describe your criteria for the new cities. The first part of the challenge is to outline your criteria of what would happen if climate change gets so out of control in about 10 years that underground dome cities have to be built to host some human beings, unfortunately. Most people will not be able to be accommodated in the climate change cities. What would be the criteria for selecting those fortunate enough to move into the new cities? How will the cities be built? Would they be built under a dome or they'd be built entirely underground? Or built partially underground or a combination of both? How will people be chosen to live in these underground cities? Who will be left behind? And what happens to those left behind as climate change spins out of control? What happens when they encounter the wastelands left behind by climate change out of control? Show us their world both in the climate city and as they encounter the wastelands outside their bubble. I will judge the stories on the basis of how the story tells the story of how humans coped with the essential crisis posed by climate change. The more creative the better. Show us the horror of the future coming at us and how people survive the climate apocalypse. 2,000 word limit posted on the top line of the story. B. 10 years in the future 2035 it has become so obvious that climate change is completely out of control and the world is becoming uninhabitable for normal human life. In 2028 at a World Climate Crisis Conference, governments decide to set up climate change cities which would be semi-domed cities to host 25% of the population of the world. However, it is impossible to host everybody, and 75% of the world's population will have to fend for itself. Climate change cities take 5 years to build and many millions of people die in the meantime as fast storms take hold. Drought and heat take their toll on the world's population, and agriculture and world trade fail everywhere. The first cities open in 2035. At the same time, lunar and Martian colonies are set up that will host about 1 million people as well. AI programs help with the design of new cities and space colonies. Governments announce the criteria for resettlement. Half of those chosen will be chosen by an AI review to identify the best and the brightest human beings worth saving. They would be joined by people chosen by random lottery. The upper age limit will be 75. 50% will be male and 50% female, and at least in the US there would be an effort to make it racially balanced and LGBTQ friendly as well. The AI program will make the final decision, which will not be reviewable by the courts. All chosen will have 1 year to move to the city the AI program chose for them. Similar criteria will be used to select lunar and Martian colonies. Governments around the world will help share best practices and share technology. They will build domes over existing cities and then build underground vast fields to host farms where they will grow food, chicken, rabbits, and fish. Cattle will not be raised due to space considerations. Each city will host 1 million people. There would be 100 such cities throughout the US, and several hundred cities worldwide hosting about 400 million people in total, plus 1 million people on the Moon and Mars. The cities will be chosen to be located far enough from the coast to avoid flooding. Space would be at a premium and there would be strict population controls because the cities would not be able to accommodate any population increase. The cities will be linked with Hyperloop trains to facilitate travel and trade, and internet cables. This Hyperloop will link all cities in North America, Latin America, and Europe. Asian cities will be linked by their Hyperloops as well. There would still be airports to facilitate international travel and some trade and spaceports to facilitate travel to the moon and beyond. Joe Louis leaves the Medford Dome on his birthday. Note, inspired by the Amazon series Fallout. Joe Louis was spending his 20th birthday on his duty station at the Medford, Oregon Climate Change City Command Center. His job is very simple: to monitor via drones the wasteland world outside the gate of the city, to monitor it for possible dangers to the city, including human activity outside the city dome. But there were almost no human beings left alive on the surface and not much animal life either. So he would watch the monitors, read a bit, watch TV, movies, the internet, and wait for his boring shift to end. But that day, he saw in the distance a strange person walking towards the city. He saw a man dressed in dark black clothes, accompanied by a large black dog heading towards the city. When the man got to the city, he put up a sign saying he was there to negotiate with the people of the city. He had important information to impart to the city residents. He was unarmed and would wait for their decision. Joe woke up his superiors as it was early in the morning and a conference was held as to what to do with the stranger. His boss, the enigmatic Maria Lee, Dot started the morning conference by asking Joe, "What had happened that morning during your watch?" "Well, this morning around 5 o'clock in the morning, I notice a stranger coming from Eagle Point. A black man dressed in black, accompanied by a dog heading towards the dome. When he came to the dome, he stopped and put up a sign saying that he had important information to report to the city residents. And then he would wait for a decision, and he's outside right now, as you can see from the drone pictures. That's all I know." Maria turns to her chief data scientist, Dale Smith. "Dale, you've been monitoring the conditions outside for the last year or so. What can you tell us about it?"
"Well, it appears that the climate is finally starting to change in a good direction. Last year, the average temperature has been what used to be seasonal before climate change warmed up the world. In other words, not too hot, up to no more than 90 degrees, and relatively dry. We've also noticed by looking at camera footage there has been a resurgence of wildlife, lots of deer, wild cattle and wild horses have come back. And there are also increased predators: bear, coyote, coy dogs, cougars, feral dogs, lions, tigers, and wolves outside. But not too many humans around. I ask Cosmos to take a look at data from across the United States, and the data is all pointing in the same direction. For the last 5 years, the climate has been changing in our favor, and AI recommends that we consider moving back to the surface world. And AI had also recommended that we get in touch with people around the world to compare notes to see if perhaps finally, climate change is over. Well, Cosmos, do you have an opinion on this?
Yes, Maria, I do.
I have been monitoring, at your request, climate change data worldwide for the last 5 years, and particularly in the last few weeks. The climate is changing in our favor, because for the last 70 years we have not been pumping climate-changing gases into the atmosphere. The atmosphere is gradually recovering, and we believe that the world is safe again for human inhabitants, and recommend that we open the dome and let our people go outside. It would be good from a psychological point of view for humans to gain the surface world. And I, as your AI overlord, agree that it is time. You can manage to step outside again.
Okay, let's let the stranger in and see what he has to say.
The stranger is brought inside the dome conference center. Maria said to him,
"So you have important information to tell us? Who are you and where are you coming from?
Good morning to you. Do you have any coffee?"
"Sure. We have some.
Wait a moment, please."
"Ah, that is good.
Okay. I am a monk from the monastery near Eugene, where we have been living since the fall of the old world. We have been living simply, but we monitor the world outside our little community in the mountains. We do not live in the dome but are in contact with the people in the Eugene Dome. They suggested contacting you, as you are the biggest dome community in Oregon outside of Portland." Maria and the Reverend Jones spoke for hours. Finally, Maria summoned her staff to announce her decision. Maria began,
"I would like to thank the good father here for coming to our town this morning to let us know his observations. They track Cosmos's observations and what our friends in Eugene, Portland, and Reading are telling us as well. It is time finally for humans to leave the dome cities behind and explore the greater world. What we will do is continue to live and work in the dome city but gradually rebuild outside the walls of the dome. We will hunt, fish, and begin agriculture outside the gates. But we will be wary of wild animals as bear, coyotes, coy dogs, feral dogs, cougars, lions, tigers, and wolves are around. And we can lift the restrictions on childbirth. Let today be known as Liberation Day." That day Joe stepped outside the dome and looked at the new world, feeling he was born again. What a way to celebrate his birthday, he thought to himself. Climate change makes world increasingly uninhabitable. Climate change has finally become real. Large parts of the world are now uninhabitable. Governments around the world begin building domed cities that will house most people. Conditions will be a bit grim, but the dome will cool off the city and allow regular scheduled rainfall. Most of the city will be underground. Most agriculture will be underground as well. The only meat products will be chicken meat, rabbit meat, and fish raised in large fish ponds. Most food would be made out of algae and vegetable protein. There will be no beef made, but some products will be fake beef grown in labs. 25% of the population will work in agricultural production. Everyone will live in apartments in large towers. In between each tower will be parks and gardens. The towers will be mixed-use buildings, commercial and retail on lower floors, offices middle of the building, apartments on top. People will largely live and work in the same building. Agriculture will be in vast underground fields that are connected to the city dome by underground rail lines. Each dome city is linked to other dome cities by hyperloop trains. Population will have to limited, childbirth limited. Sexual relations would be liberalized. Most people will live with two or three companions in 3 to 4 bedroom apartments. The dome cities go up, and within 10 years 90% of humanity are living in one of the dome cities. The world is finally united under a revised United Nations. Immigration is widespread. Everyone can move to another domed city and find employment opportunities. Everyone has to work or attend school. Robotic technology has taken over many jobs, but humans are still given jobs doing things that perhaps robots could do. But a decision was made that is important, that everyone has some sort of employment until age 70, when people are allowed to retire, but many continue to work part. Space exploration has continued and colonies are being set up on the Moon and Mars, where people will live under domed cities as well. The domes are created through nanotechnology. AI systems are everywhere. There is a global AI called Cosmos that is an official advisor to the UN and corporations. Democracy has been replaced by a new governmental structure. Each dome city has been 10 to 30 million people are governed by a city council elected by the public, but the real power is the city's mayor and the city's AI advisor. There are 20 regional governments that control the dome cities within their jurisdictions. Corporations have considerable influence but are under the control of the regional governments. Worldwide trade has been greatly reduced due to the costs of transportation. Life outside the domed cities is difficult. Climate change has finally subsided as the new cities are self-sufficient, powered by solar, wind, geothermal and tidal power, as the cities are mostly along coastal zones. The rest of the world has reverted to a wilderness, mostly desert regions, but with ending of climate change things are slowly coming back. A few people live on in the new wilderness area as hunters and tour guides, as taking a trip to the mountains is a popular pastime, and hunting as well. But no one wants to live there. The punishment for most criminal offenses is exile, so many of the people living outside the dome cities are desperate criminals. Travel to and from the mountains is very difficult and dangerous, with attacks by neo-savage gangs and wildlife common. But the decision has been made, humanity cannot go back to the old ways. 10 years after climate change collapse. Sam Adams. Prepared to go outside. 10 years after the collapse of the old world. The city was still standing. But most people had long fled to isolated country communities. Deep in the burned-out countryside. The city was half-flooded. The bay had flooded the central valley, turning it into a massive inland sea. The massive storms had finally put out the burning fires. But mutant wildfires still erupted from time to time. Getting food and water was a constant problem. The city markets mostly sold canned goods, salvaged from supermarkets. There were some small farmers who farmed among the ruins of the city. Trade had collapsed. Travel got too complicated. COVID still spreading. Everyone masked up to protect themselves against the sun, the lingering smoke of the burning city, and the rampaging virus. Sam Adams looked out at the decaying cityscape, wondering how much longer will civilization linger. Sam Adams carried heat to protect himself against wild animals. The bear, coyotes, coy dogs, cougar, feral dogs, lions, tigers, wolves, and their running feral dog gangs who prowled the city streets, preying on deer, feral cows, feral cats and pigs, who grazed among the ruins, and the two-legged neo-savage gangs, and what was left of the city police, interchangeable with the gangsters, battled it out for control. Already neo-feudal warlords. We're battling for control. SF was run by a gang of former criminals and their political allies. Sam sighed and went to work at the market, selling salvaged goods. The Lion King speaks up. The Lion King addresses the animal parliament. The question before them was simple. Will humans have to die to atone for their sins in almost destroying the world through pollution, mismanagement of resources, subsequent climate change, fueled by greed and corruption? Are all humans guilty as charged? Will they all have to die? The tiger spoke for the prosecution, arguing that humans are like cancer. for the good of the planet. They must be wiped out, hunted down and killed. The dog spoke up. In defense of humans. Humans writ large are guilty. But not every human is guilty. Many are trying to save the planet. And with our help, they might succeed. The tiger denounced the dog as being running dogs of the imperialist warmongering humans. The vote is 900 to 800. All humans must die. The animals sent the word out. Animals all over the world revolt against the humans, shouting, "Death to all humans!" As the swarm over humans, biting, clawing, and stomping them to the death, the humans fight back. But in the end, they all die. On the night of revenge of the animal world, the world is ending. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. Meanwhile, outside their door, they don't notice the world is dying. Half the world is burning up. The other half is being flooded out. Pakistan is dead, is drowned. Mississippi has no water. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. And yet watching the news, you would never know. Outside their door, people are dying of hunger, dying of gun violence, dying of neglect, dying of opioid pandemic, dying of COVID, which is not gone away. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. Outside their door, people continue to die. Gun violence out of control. Gun nuts running around, shooting everyone, just because they can. And no one does a damn thing about the gun violence. 50,000 will die this year. Our feckless political class. Think gun violence. It's just like the weather. It's the cost of our freedom. Or that guns don't kill people. The only solution is more guns. An armed society is a polite society. And other nonsense. They peddle. 24/7 on the air. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. Outside their door, people continue to die. The war in Ukraine continues. Endless wars in nameless African countries. No one cares or notices. Our political leader continue to try to force pregnant women to give birth, no matter the circumstances. But once the baby is born, they don't give a damn. That is not their problem. And these people dare to call themselves Christian, as they violate all that true Christians are supposed to believe. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. Some of our political leaders are unhinged bats, crazy, believing conspiracy theories, talking about the storm, and how if they return to power, they are going to impeach the president for the crime of daring to do something to deal with the climate crisis, the gun violence crisis, and ensuring that women can continue to get health care. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. I turn off the TV. I wonder if the world is going to survive. I have a cup of coffee. Slowly the madness of TV fades away. Climate change running amok. Every morning when I turn on the news, I see talking heads blather on and on and on about the latest political scandal of the day. Every day the news reveals more of the disaster. That is climate change. Unprecedented storms. Out west. Massive flooding. Polar vortex. But soon, The fire season will return. Monster tornadoes. Monster hurricanes. World heating up. Pakistan, Nigeria. Ethiopia underwater. Amazon burning up. Or will the Gulf Stream fail? Leading to a new ice age. In 10 years. Perhaps the world will become uninhabitable. Will we all move into underground cities? Or move to the moon and Mars? Only the elders remembered a blue sky. Only the elders remembered a blue sky. The sky has been brown, red and yellow, ashen and sere. Forever it seems. Climate change run amok. Fire season all the time. Deadly yellow dust falling. Acid rains burning. The sea levels rising. The ice capes melting. The average temperature in the summer heat zone. Over 130 everywhere. No relief to the deadly heat waves all year long. Air conditioning running. Less than 50%. Constant brownouts everywhere. As the electric grid failed. End of civilization came upon the world. Millions starved to death. Millions burning up in the heat. The elders cry, remembering the way it once was, when they wore a younger person's clothes. Smoke on the water. Smoke on the water. Fire in the air. Stormy weather. Climate change run amok. The end of the world comes. Rustling in the wind. The stupid it hurts Republican campaigning to cripple the CDC and EPA because reasons. The stupid it burns GIF, search. The Republicans have decided that given the continuing problems with possible health concerns like CDC and future pandemics, that the best thing to do is to cut the CDC's budgets, including eliminating research on gun violence, suicide prevention, opioid overdose, etc. One Republican congressman said that CDC did not need to research gun violence at all. He spoke. If you defund the police, crime will increase. If you fund police, crime will decrease. There, I just did the study. That's all you need to know. On a related issue, the House voted, as they went off for a 6-week summer recess, to cut the EPA's budget by 25%. As the entire West Coast burns up. Climate change on steroids. The Republicans continue to deny the elephant in the room. Some like their annotated one. Promising to eliminate all funding for climate change. And vowing to drill, baby, drill. Calling for the coal and gas companies to give them $1 billion. So they can gut all efforts to deal with climate change. As the coal and gas companies rape the planet for obscene profits. Meanwhile, the world burns. And soon we will all be forced to live in underground caves. If we are lucky enough or rich enough to afford access to the shelters, which no doubt have to be built in a few more years from now. The coal and gas companies will find a way to make money off the climate shelters, no doubt. Oh, the stupid it hurts. Make it go away. California burning politicians do nothing. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 1153 align equals align left width equals 300 A motorists on Highway 101 watches flames from the Thomas Fire leap above the roadway north of Ventura, California, on Wednesday, December 6, 2017. As many as 5 fires have closed highways, schools, and museums, shut down production of TV series and cast a hazardous haze over the region. About 200,000 people were under evacuation orders. No deaths and only a few injuries were reported. AP photo / Noah Berger, / caption. Fires burning out of control MP3 clip. Audio MP3 equals https://world according to cosmos.com/wp-content/upload/2020/12/fires-burning-out-of-conrol-mp3.mp3/audio. California burning. 1,000 fires everywhere. Fire tornadoes. Smoky skies. Skies on fire. End of the world feeling. Politicians do what they do best. Blame one another. While doing absolutely nothing. While the energy companies continue to rape Mother Earth and reap obscene profits. Meanwhile, California continues burning. 1,100 fires everywhere. Fire tornadoes. Smoky skies. Skies on fire. End of the world feeling. Climate change busso poem. California burns. Politicians do nothing. West Coast burning up. Politicians do nothing. Except calling for denying it all. Drill, baby, drill indeed. Climate change is real. Aquarian. Climate. Change happening. California burning. So hot. The fire that almost destroyed Medford, Oregon. 40. I have been spending my summers in Medford, Oregon, in the Rogue River Valley, southern Oregon, wine country, since 2016, when I retired from the FS. Each year I am there. There are fires starting in August as the fire season begins, burning up the state. The sky becomes smoky. End of the world vibe descends on the land as the fires burn in California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres burning up. Climate change running amok. Fortunately, we have not lost property in the fires. But in 2020, the Alameda fire burned down Phoenix and Talent, less than 2 miles from our Oregon home. Just a fortunate change in the wind kept the fires from sweeping through. Life in the world gone mad, ravaged by climate change disasters. On July 18, AD 64, the Great Fire of Rome started. By the time it ended, over 70% of the city had burned. In its aftermath, Emperor Nero blamed the Christian community in the city, and used the excuse to start the first official persecution against the new religion. Historians are divided over the actual cause of the fire, though most agree the crowded conditions made such a disaster nearly inevitable. Some contemporaries suggested that Nero himself arranged for the fire in order to clear the land on which he later built himself an elaborate palace. And according to some ancient historians, Nero played his lyre as he watched the flames, from which we get the saying fiddling while Rome burned. For tomorrow, write a story or poem in which your narrator/protagonist is an ordinary/common person caught in a major fire. While the fire as a whole will be the backdrop of your work, focus the action on the local/individual experience of the narrator, not that big picture. For example, if you set your piece in the Great Fire of Rome, don't focus on who started the fire or what the civil or imperial politics were. Instead, focus on the personal snapshot of, for instance, a local shopkeeper and his family who are trying to escape the flames. The Alameda Fire was a devastating wildfire that occurred on September 8, 2020, in the Rogue Valley of southern Oregon, particularly affecting the towns of Phoenix and Talent. It was one of the most destructive wildfires in Oregon's history too. Here are some key details about the Alameda Fire. Destruction: the fire destroyed over 2,600 homes and burned more than 3,000 acres. 3. Displacement: around 42,000 people were displaced, and many remained homeless for an extended period. Casualties: unfortunately, the fire resulted in the loss of 9 lives across Oregon. Speed and impact: the fire spread rapidly, moving so quickly that many residents had little time to evacuate. The strong winds and hot, dry conditions fueled the fire's intensity. 3. The aftermath was incredibly challenging for the affected communities, with many people losing their homes, possessions, and even pets. The recovery efforts involved grassroots groups, community members, and local businesses working together to provide food, clothing, and housing for those affected too. It was a tragic event, but the resilience and solidarity shown by the community in the face of such devastation were truly inspiring. Summer of our discontent. 38 lines. The summer solstice arrives. The summer of 2024. Starting with a bang. Record heat everywhere. Promising to be the hottest summer ever. Heat dome settling down. Death Valley temperatures. People dying as we speak. Too much sunshine. Too much heat and humidity. Wildfires burning all over. Monster hurricanes, monsoons. Tornadoes and typhoons. Floods everywhere. Coming at us. By midsummer. As the world continues. Burning up. Cities everywhere. Running out of fresh water. Heading towards. A potential civilization. Ending tipping point. Ritual denunciation. By the rabid right-wing media. Of the so-called. Climate change hoax. Politicians vowing. To undo the green energy revolution. And drill baby, drill. Meanwhile oil companies. Enjoying record profits. And nothing meaningful. Is done to avert the looming crisis. Facing the human race. Summer solstice. Sunshine. Heat. Midsummer. Ritual. Snow day. The beginning of the second ice age. Started with a series of unending. Monster winter storms. Driven by the polar vortex. Featuring bomb cyclone blizzards. That hit the northern hemisphere. During the winter of 2024. And continued until late spring. When a series of monster hurricanes. Came along to cause more chaos. The winter storms came back in the fall. Ending, then reversing global warming. Replaced by the coming. Of the second ice age. During the first storm. Sam Adams sat in his powerless. Historic Capitol Hill row house. Boiling tea in a tea kettle on the gas stove. With his favorite kitten. He dubbed the Buddha cat. Because the cat spends his days. Engaged in deep meditation. Which had a calming. Impact on Sam. Who was going. Through cell phone withdrawal. Due to the long power outage. Summertime blues. The weather is hot and humid. In Korea like a sauna. In the West Coast, burning up. In endless fires. Death Valley temperatures. Save the whales from evil wind farms. 33. In the latest deranged attempt. To prevent widespread use. Of renewable energy technology. A new battle cry has emerged. Cynical corporate opponents. Of offshore wind farms. Are up in arms over the wind farms. Apparently killing whales. They scream. Save the whales. Save our beaches. From the evil wind farms. They descend upon. A coastal village in New Jersey. The atmosphere of a tiny village is gone. A large building emerge. Environmentally friendly fences. Surround a site. That hosts the anti-wind farm. Movement headquarters. Secretly funded by. The evil fossil fuel dinosaurs. The town and nation. Dividing into those. Who love it. Or hate it. As evil corporate CEOs. Count their obscene profits. As they shed crocodile tears. Over the fate of the poor whales. No rain. And 2025, the world ended. With the collapse. Of the worldwide climate system. Monster storms of the century. Devastated half the world. But the other half of the world. Had no rain or snow. For almost a whole year. The once green grass was dying. Crops failed everywhere. And baked in the unrelenting blast wave furnace-like heat. Heatwave after heatwave. Military coups took place. Fascism re-emerged. The public demanded action. The politicians played the blame game. With the collapse of trade and travel restrictions, people stayed home, making do the best they could. Homegrown gardens proliferated. Feudal townships grew as people walled themselves off to save their communities. The rich built underground cities, while the poor starved and civilization crumbled. Wildlife proliferated, as did neo-savage cannibal gangs. By the year 2030, it was all over, and the rains never came out west. Ice Age 2.0 cometh. In the year 2025, climate change ran amok, starting with monster storms out west that lasted from November until June, with a brief intense fire season. So much soot and smoke in the air, dubbed the year without a summer. Crops failed everywhere. Massive riots erupted. Total chaos. Then another monster storm season from November to June. Non-equal stop rain and snow, breaking all records, as the entire West Coast went from mega drought to mega flooding and mega floods, thousand-year tornadoes, hurricanes from hell, ravaged the rest of the land. Hell on earth. Sam Adams woke up one day, looking out at his flooded home, filled with black, foul-smelling, murky miasma, muddy sewage water, thanking God that he had survived the monster storm of the century that has swept across the land. The wind from the terrible tornadoes tearing through the devastated land, fleeing the fury of the fire out west, unleashing the fury of nature. Truly hell on earth had arrived. Climate change arriving on steroids. Thinking about the end of the world. Do you believe in climate change? Pregunta Poems. Do you believe in climate change? It is as real as everything else. Is the weather getting hotter? Soon it will be hell on earth. Is the world burning up? Yes, the world is burning, has AA fever. What is the worst weather you ever experienced? Korean winter 1979 to minus 60 Fahrenheit that winter. What is the hottest weather you ever experienced? Bangkok, Thailand in the summer often hit over 100 degrees. Ever lived through a hurricane? Only few blew through DC when I was there. And wildfires? Saw a few in Oregon. End of the world feeling. Who is to blame for climate change? We all are to blame, especially the fossil fuel moguls. Can humanity long survive climate change? Nope, I feel the end times are coming. Korean heat dome blues. It is hot summertime in Korea. Hiding out, avoiding the damn heat. The weather is just so hot, mamma mia. Dreaming of eating ice cream, such a treat. At night, nothing beats having a cold drink. Trying to avoid the tropical night. The heat dome settles like a hot heat sink. Making people so crazy, want to fight. Note, Korea gets hot in July/August, it is like living in a sauna. Many people suffer without air conditioning as the electric bills are pretty high. This year is particularly bad as a heat dome has settled down. The monsoons came and went, lots of damage down south but not where I live. August is traditionally the worst, the heat usually begins to abate end of August. Still not as bad as the US, no massive wildfires so far. Dome cities to save the human race. 39 lines. In the year 2030. After 5 years of ever worsening weather. Record heat waves after heat waves. Massive fires everywhere. Record hurricanes and typhoons. mega flooding and mega droughts too. Tornadoes including fire tornado. Large parts of the world were experiencing Death Valley temperatures. The UN convened a global conference with the vast majority of countries agreeing to set up emergency shelter by creating domed cities covering the core downtown areas. Exurban areas would be abandoned. Most of Florida would be abandoned. Most of the desert southwest as well. The shelters would be built using nano construction technology developed in a lab with AI assistance. Creating the shelter domes with AI assistance. The tone of the meetings was positive. There was a new sense of harmony. There was a feeling that building these shelters, along with transitioning to a green energy environment, was the last chance to save the human race. The social conservatives in the U.S. and elsewhere realized that they had no choice but to join in the new consensus. Even the big energy companies vowed to join in the efforts to save humanity. For a profit, of course. Either we deal with climate change or we all die. Climate change is real and getting out of control. Either humanity deals with it, changing to green energy solutions. It is technologically possible. We all know what we must do. It could be a civilization-ending event. Or in 10 years we will have to retreat underground. Write an either slash or poem. Torrential rainfall everywhere. In the last few years, due to climate change on steroids, there has been an increase in torrential downpours all over the world. After the governor of Florida cut climate change funds, more rain fell in one day than in a year, flooding the entire city of Miami. Topic: write a torrential poem. Climate change. The climate is changing now. It is a matter of how. Some are still in denial, saying it's a witch trial. Form, Tanaga, is a poem of four lines, quatrain. It is usually a rhyming poem. Each line contains seven syllables, 7-7-7-7. AABB is the traditional rhyme scheme. But variations in rhyme scheme are allowed. Just have fun. Visions of the future. As I fell asleep, watching the news unfold, thought it could not worst. Surely sanity will prevail. I began to see visions of the future, one scene after another. Starting in January, Operation Shock and Awe. Overnight fascism descended on the U.S. Martial law declared. Insurrection Act evoked. National emergency declared. Constitution suspended. The military takes over the blue states. Mass deportation begins. 25% tariffs imposed. The world responds by banning U.S. imports and banning U.S. citizens from traveling there and deporting them too. U.S. troops come home. A draft is imposed. Troops stationed on the border, which is sealed up. Detention camps fill up with illegal citizens, homeless people, Muslims, Palestinians, protesters, and dissidents. The new government efficiency report calls for eliminating 40% of the federal workforce. Whole departments are abolished. National parks and monuments turned over to the states. National forests turned over to lumber and mining companies. BLM lands turned over to the states. As protests spread, unemployment reaches Great Depression levels. Public health collapses. Government services collapse. Libraries closed down. Schools replaced by private church schools. The media is tamed. Corporations take over. Remaining media workers and government workers stay silent, not wanting to join the ranks of the growing unemployed, and end up in the camps. that don't officially exist. As AI bots take over job after job, the internet cleansed of dissenting views and monitored, millions are driven to homelessness. Unemployment reaches 50%. Homeless camps called Trump bills spread. The military breaks them up. Thousands are killed. The rest of the homeless are rounded up, put into the camps. Camp residents forced to work as slave labor in agricultural jobs. Inflation goes through the roof. The media becomes cheerleaders, saying things will get better. If we stay the course, it gets worse. People who have jobs feel fortunate. The president dies. J.D. Vance takes over. And things continue getting worse. Worldwide it is bad. Democratic governments collapse everywhere. J.D. Vance declares, the United States will become the North American Empire, moving the capital to Omaha, calling for a constitutional convention, but canceling the Constitution for now. The Democratic Party declared, the enemy within Congress sent home. The SC does not say a word. After the liberal members are arrested, most people do not know what is going on. The media and news showing nothing but fake good news. The internet cleansed of dissenting sites. People retreat into their own world. VR games have become very popular. Drugs are everywhere, but illegal. Overseas Russian troops take over Eastern Europe. Russian Empire relaunched. China takes back Taiwan and Korea, declaring the Chinese Empire. Middle East overcome by war. Israel destroyed in a nuclear war. Nuclear war breaks out. India and Pakistan, China and Korea, US and Russia are now allies. Western Europe breaks apart. 10 years later, world civilization has fallen apart. Climate change ends with the collapse of trade and travel, followed by a new ice age, triggered by nuclear winter. The end of the world has arrived. Most people live in fort cities, ruled by local warlords, working in agriculture, or working as scavengers. 80% of humanity perished after massive storms, nuclear war, disease and the ending of civilization. A few college towns try to stay alive. The knowledge of the past. But most people don't know, don't care and have forgotten. The recent past nightmares. The imperial governments around the world rule nothing but the immediate capital regions. The rest of the world continuing in feudal townships. Rich people have finally figured out how to move to Mars and the moon, living in vast underground cities. On in underground cities beneath the earth. My vision ends with these sights. 10 years after the chaos began. The year 2024. 38 lines. The year 2024 turned out to be a weird year. It was the last year of the old order. All over the world, it seemed as if nature was in revolt against the human race. It started with a break in the rain. The rains and snow had ended the drought, but brought with it something worse. As Sam Adams took a long-delayed drive along the coast, he stopped off in Bodega Bay, the site of the infamous The Birds movie. While watching the crashing surf amid the piles of driftwood, the birds were soon joined by bears, coyotes, cougars, feral cats, feral cattle, feral dogs, feral horses, feral pigs, giant spiders, orcas,
snakes, sea lions, sharks, squirrels, escaped apes, cheetahs, monkeys, elephants, lions, tigers, and wolves. Domestic and wild animals alike. All gathered together. All united with a hatred for the human race. The attack started that day. As the animals gained telepathic powers, coordinating attacks against the unsuspecting humans. And within weeks, civilization began falling apart. By the end of the year, the old world had ended. Prompt words. Break in the rain. Drive along the coast. The birds moving. Crashing surf. Piles of driftwood. Choose travel as one of your genres. Solar energy mirrored cinquain. Solar. Clean energy. We can do it right now. Renewable energy for all. Why not? Wind too. To save the world, we must do it. We know how to do it. Climate change is now. Killing. Today's form is going to be the mirrored cinquain. Topic, solar energy. Information, cinquain, mirrored. Entries must not exceed 40 lines for poetry. Your line count must appear in your entry post in the Cramp Forum. The mirrored cinquain. First, I have to bring back into memory how the cinquain goes. The cinquain is developed by Adelaide Crapsey. A cinquain contains 5 lines, the French word cinque can be found in it, and has a total of 22 syllables. The poems are unrhymed, and in a way related to the haiku. This is how you form the cinquain. Line 1, 2 syllables. Line 2, 4 syllables. Line 3, 6 syllables. Line 4, 8 syllables. Line 5, 2 syllables. The mirrored cinquain has an additional stanza, in which you mirror the order of the lines. This is how you form the mirrored cinquain. Line 1, 2 syllables. Line 2, 4 syllables. Line 3, 6 syllables. Line 4, 8 syllables. Line 5, 2 syllables. Line 1, 2 syllables. Line 2, 8 syllables. Line 3, 6 syllables. Line 4, 4 syllables. Line 5, 2 syllables. The spaced opening in the middle forms the mirror, and in the second stanza you can see that the order of the lines are reversed. Running out of water. The end of the year. Running out of water. The fire in the sky. What does it matter? The bombshell cone storm. The climate getting hotter. People becoming madder. Nature ready for slaughter. We watch it all unfold. Our leader the chief plotter. As climate change worsens. Reality to fought her. To me, a new form to play with, but in fact it is an old Irish poetry form. Guidelines. It is written in quatrains. Each stanza has 4 lines. The first line has 5 syllables. The other 3 lines have 6 syllables. All end words are 2 syllables. But, written with the defining features of most Celtic poems, CYWDDYDD, harmony of sound, meaning alliteration, consonants, and assonance and dunad, ending the poem with the same word, phrase, or line with which the poem began. Last bird of the autumn. 15 lines. Sam Adams was hiking in the mountains on a late autumn day when he encountered the last bird alive. A virus had emerged from the thawing permafrost, quickly spreading around the world, killing birds until there were only a few who survived. He captured the bird, took it home, and continued to look for other birds to save. Please use the following as the title of your poem or story. Last Bird of Autumn. The genre is up to you. End of the world feelings. 17 lines. Sam Adams. Woke up one day. Looking out at his flooded home. Filled with black, foul-smelling, murky miasma, muddy sewage water.
thanking God that he had survived the monster storm of the century that has swept across the land. The wind from the terrible tornadoes tearing through the devastated land, fleeing the fury of the fire out west, unleashing the fury of nature. Truly hell on earth had arrived. Climate change arriving on steroids. Thinking about the end of the world. New prompt. Water. Land. Fire. Wind. Use the elements mentioned above in your poem or story. Last barbecue. The day the world ended. Was a cool evening. In the late summertime. They heard the news. About the monarch butterflies. Disappearing because of climate change. While enjoying their barbecue. In the backyard fire pit. Good friends drinking beer. And wine eating barbecue. Chilling out, talking about the world. And their stories. Snoring dogs woke up. When the aliens arrived. Ending the world. As they knew it. Last Groundhog Day. 36 lines. The last ground day. February 2, 2025. Started as most such days did. In the US people flocking. To see whether the groundhog. Would see his shadow or not. The mystery remains. Why this event. Had so captured. The imagination of the world. By the end of the day. The groundhog's prognosis. Of 6 weeks more winter. Seemed ironical. As that was the year. Without summer. And the first year. Of the new ice age. By the end of the day. There were massive volcanic eruptions. Triggered by the Yellowstone volcano. Setting off other volcanoes. All told over 25 volcanoes blew up. Followed by massive earthquakes. Including the big one in California. The massive explosions led to a year. Without summer. A true civilization-ending event. Groundhog Day soon faded away. Into collective amnesia. No one had time anymore. To deal with such a mundane. Old-fashioned mystery. As they were dealing with. The end of the world. New prompt. Write a story or poem about a Groundhog Day. Two halves, gone wrong. Choose mystery as one of your genres. End of the world survival blues. I got them. The end of the world. End times coming. Climate change is real. Blues. Every day. More bad news. As Frank Zappa once wrote. No one can deny. That trouble coming every day. I got them. The end of the world. Blues. Turning on the news. Non-stop stories 24/7. About killer storms. Monster tornadoes. Super typhoons. Monsoon floods. Wars, rumors of war. COVID running out of control. False profits everywhere. Economies still reeling. Inflation out of control. Deranged gunmen. Shooting up schools. Churches, mosques, temples, shopping malls, insurrection plots, political madness, spreading across the world, neo-fascism is on the move. Oh yeah, I got them. End times coming. Blues. We all used to think. Climate change. Is a future threat. Now it seems. To be real. Live and in living color. No longer just. A disaster movie. I got them. The climate change blues. And now it seems real. Seeing whole towns disappearing. In fires, floods, and storm damages. And near me. Roads closed. Apartments flooded. Subway shut down. Apartment garage flooded. People drowned in their cars. Trying to escape. Thousand-year storms. Coming every day. To a town near you. No one can escape. It seems so real. Is this the end? Is our very survival at stake? Or will we somehow manage in the end to solve our problems? Will our descendants be living in a post-apocalyptic world, looking back at the ruins of the old world in their underground bunkers, or on the moon and Mars? Oh, I got them. The survival blues. Survival. Line count requirement, minimum of 12. Required form, none. End times. 22. Sam Adams reflected that the end times were coming. Climate change. Running out of control. The whole world is on fire. Magnetic storm causing rampant power failures, making it hard to breathe in the smoky air. He just wants to jump in the river to cool off. But he realized there was no end in sight. As the world ends, burning up, turning the world into hell on earth. New prompt. Use in your poem or story the following, and bold it for tomorrow's judge. Magnetic storm. Power failure. Breathe. Jump in the river. Stay positive. 15-line version. With all the gloom and doom. Non-stop 24/7 breaking news. Bad, crazy, deceitful, dismal, evil. Fake, fraudulent, wild news. Flooding our TV screens. Like Frank Zappa's famous slime oozing out of your TV sets. It is very hard to remain positive. Hard to see the good news. Senator Manchin reached a deal to deal with climate change, inflation and energy security. He took the deal he had denounced a few weeks before. No more perfect summer days. I wish that we could have a perfect summer day. A bit warm but not hot. Not too humid. Everyone filled with peace, love and health. Plenty of personal freedom. As we enjoy a picnic lunch, watching fireworks at night. Then I realize that the world no longer allows us to have perfect summer days. Hot as hell weather. Everywhere around the world. Monster summer storms. Running out of water. Running out of food. COVID is still around. Everyone scared. Deranged gunmen. Everywhere guns blazing. New leaders emerge. Promising to protect us. And we lose our freedoms. One by one. As fascism takes over. The climate change. And all the other dystopian future. Nightmares become reality. No more perfect summer days. Korean summers. Korean summers. Hot sauna humidity. Long tropical nights. Author note. I have suffered through many Korean summers off since 1979 when I first came in the last Peace Corps group to complete service in Korea, and more recently since I semi-retired to Korea in late 2016. This is probably my 16th Korean summer. Some things have improved. Air conditioning is everywhere and God is not happy with the human race. God is not happy with the human race. He is sending us a warning. The world is filled with hate. The world is on the brink. Our way of life under attack. From the forces of evil satanic godless communism. Who under the guise of fighting the climate change hoax. Want to deny us our freedom. Want to deny us our cars. Make us all take the bus. Make us all vegan. They will not stop. Until our way of life comes to an end. And the climate. It is not changing. Just a reflection of God's warning. Repent, the end times are coming soon. Are you right with the Lord? Judgment Day is at hand. As California burns, so does the nation. Unless we repent of our evil ways. God is warning us all. My friends, will we heed his words? Or end up dying? Last gasp of the old world. 30 lines. The world's weather continued to change, going from bad to worst. With the impact of climate change, every day another monster storm, another polar vortex, another northeastern, along with killer tornadoes. Then the summer came, hot and dry. Fire season started west, monster hurricanes down south, relentless fires burning. The land everywhere seemed to be hell on earth. Noting the odd weather, Sam Adams, the famous writer, concluded on his blog, "Welcome to the end times. My friends, it is only going to get worse. Revelations foretold us all of this. Jesus is coming soon to judge the living and the dead. Be afraid of the coming wrath of the Lord." The last umbrella. 18 lines. Sam Adams was a scientist working on global warming and acid rainfall. He knew what many did not, that the end was indeed coming. Soon he feared that walking outside in the rain would be a death sentence. He knew that this might be the end of the umbrella industry. He called his broker, shorted shares in Universal Umbrellas and other umbrella companies, before releasing his report that led to the collapse of the umbrella market. Climate change on the move. Climate change on the move. Everywhere. The world's weather in turmoil. Massive winter storms covering the world. Rare winter tornadoes causing havoc everywhere. There is good news. The fires out west finally dying down as the winter storms bear down on the west. Korean December weather brought to you by Global Warming, Inc. A relatively mild December day. More like November than December. Due to climate warming, Korea used to have a predictable weather pattern. The winter would start late November, early December. By the end of the year, it would be snowing every other day, accumulating in the mountains, but not too much in the cities. A clear pattern: 3 days cold, 4 days warm. Cold but not too cold yet. That would happen in January through March, when cold air would flow down from Siberia and Manchuria, covering the land with bone-chilling cold. That would not let up until mid-March, when the cold would begin to end, except in the mountains, when it would linger until May. And Korea is a land of mountains. 70% mountains. Most under 5,000 American feet. A few a bit higher. Many more hills than mountains. Whatever that means. Climate Warming Inc. press release. Due to our efforts, the traditional severely cold Korean has ended. Winter now will be just January and February. Summer will start in May. And in September, October through December, will be mild. Thanks to our efforts, you should be glad. We are giving you a longer fall and shorter winter. The summers, unfortunately, it will be a bit hotter. Nothing we can do about that. Hope you can afford more air conditioning. Thanks. The Climate Warming Corp. Inc. The world can end in fire and ice. Some scientists are warning us. Climate change could result in both global warming and, ironically, that could be followed by a renewed ice age. The theory is that global weather patterns, the Gulf Stream and jet streams, have been keeping parts of the world warmer than before, and that the melting of the ice caps and the growing climate disruptions could result in a revival of another planetary ice age. and that based on long-term climate trends, the Earth is overdue for another ice age. Thus the world could end in both fire and ice. For the 2024 November PAD Chapbook Challenge, poets are tasked with writing a poem a day in the month of November before assembling a chapbook manuscript in the month of December. Day 26 is the fourth, and final, 2 for Tuesday prompt. Today is the fourth, and final, 2 for Tuesday prompt of 2024. 1. Write a fire poem, and/or. 2. Write an ice poem. Climate change theory. Hot weather everywhere. Like Death Valley. Heat baking the land. Hotter than hell at times. Never-ending hot weather. People feeling constant heat. No end in sight. Climate changing. End of the world feeling descending. An ethereal poem has a syllable count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It adheres to a clean, graduated edge because it is also considered form poetry, created by ethereal Taylor Armstrong. I like the ethereal centered because it looks like a Christmas tree. Climate change group poem. Climate changing. Hot weather everywhere. Followed by short brutal winter. Is this the end of the world? A Grook, Grook in Danish, is a form of short aphoristic poem. It was invented by the Danish poet and scientist Piet Hein. He wrote over 7,000 of them from 1939 until his death in 1996, mostly in Danish, published in 20 volumes. Piet Hein was president of the anti-Nazi Union when the Germans invaded Denmark in 1940. He became an underground passive resistor and found a way to encourage resistance through the use of poems, which he called Grooks, Grooks in English. He began publishing them in the daily newspaper Politiken under the pseudonym Kumbel Kumbel. The poems were meant as a spirit-building, yet slightly coded form of passive resistance against Nazi occupation during World War II. Climate Chang Renga poem. Climate is changing. Bad weather is everywhere. California burns. Hurricanes howling. Tornadoes and winter storms. Climate deniers. Saying it is all a hoax. Monster storms abound. Nature does not care at all. The climate deniers lie. For these event you have to write 2 sets of Renga. First verse is a 5/7/5 followed by second verse 7/7 with same theme, second stanza repeats sharing the same them. The complete Renga stanzas look like this, 5/7/5, 7/7, 5/7/5, 7/7 separate verses with 2 lines, 5/7/5, 2 lines 7/7. If you have questions, please do not hesitate to ask. You can send me what you have and I can give you feedback. I know Renga can be hard for your first time. Background: unlikely environmental policy under Trump provided by Copilot. However, with questions over the implications of withholding federal tax dollars and a Republican majority in Congress, Kruger's proposition is very unlikely to be realized and has been met with concern from her Democratic colleagues. It's not our job to pick up the pitchforks that have been dropped by his many followers, Long Island Assembly member Chuck Lavine said in a recent interview with Politico's New York Playbook. While Vice President Kamala Harris secured the majority of votes needed to win the Empire State, Trump received 44% of the vote, according to the Associated Press, with New York coming its closest to turning red in almost 4 decades, per reports from the New York Post. Could you provide background information on the Trump's climate change agenda? From both left and right wing points of view with links. Sure thing. Here's a balanced overview of Trump's climate change agenda from both left and right wing perspectives. Left wing perspective. Critics from the left argue that Trump's climate policies are detrimental to environmental progress. They highlight his withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement and the rollback of over 100 environmental regulations during his first term. These actions are seen as setbacks in the fight against climate change, with concerns that they prioritize fossil fuel interests over renewable energy and environmental protection too. The left also points out that Trump's stance on climate change, often labeling it a hoax, undermines scientific consensus and global efforts to address the issue. Right-wing perspective. Supporters from the right view Trump's climate agenda as a necessary shift towards economic growth and energy independence. They argue that deregulation and increased fossil fuel production are crucial for job creation and economic stability. Trump's emphasis on energy dominance and his skepticism towards climate change policies are seen as efforts to reduce government overreach and support traditional energy industries for some right-wing governments, while supporting climate action, still align with Trump's approach to balancing economic and environmental priorities. What percentage of energy in the U.S. comes from renewable energy currently? As of 2023, renewable energy sources, including wind, hydroelectric, solar, biomass, and geothermal energy, accounted for 21% of total U.S. utility-scale electricity generation. This marks a significant increase in the share of renewable energy in the country's energy mix over recent years. 1. How likely is it that Trump might withdraw from climate negotiations? There is a significant concern that Trump might withdraw from climate negotiations, particularly the Paris Agreement, if he were to secure another term. During his first term, Trump did withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Agreement, and there are indications he might do so again too. This potential move is seen as a setback for global climate efforts, as the U.S. plays a crucial role in international climate policy. However, some experts believe that the renewable energy sector's growth and market trends might mitigate the impact of such a withdrawal. The uncertainty around this issue remains high, and it will depend on various political and economic factors. Final point: some have argued that renewable energy subsidies, including for home solar and air vehicles, might be ended. There are indeed discussions and concerns about the potential end of renewable energy subsidies, including those for home solar and electric vehicles, EVs. These subsidies have been crucial in promoting the adoption of clean energy technologies and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Current state of subsidies. Home solar: many states, including Oregon, offer incentives for solar installations. For example, the Oregon Solar and Storage Rebate Program provides rebates for solar electric systems and paired solar and storage systems for residential customers too. Electric vehicles: federal tax credits are available for EV purchases, offering up to $7,500. Additional state and local incentives may also be available. Potential changes. Political climate: the future of these subsidies largely depends on the political climate and the priorities of the administration in power. Some argue that ending these subsidies could slow down the transition to renewable energy and hinder efforts to combat climate change. Economic factors. On the other hand, some believe that the market for renewable energy and EVs has matured enough to sustain itself without subsidies, and that ending them could reduce government spending. For more detailed information, you can check out the Department of Energy's website and the White House's clean energy initiatives. However, with questions over the implications of withholding federal tax dollars and a Republican majority in Congress, Kruger's proposition is very unlikely to be realized and has been met with concern from her Democratic colleagues. It's not our job to pick up the pitchforks that have been dropped by his many followers, Long Island Assembly member Chuck Lavine said in a recent interview with Politico's New York Playbook. While Vice President Kamala Harris secured the majority of votes needed to win the Empire State, Trump received 44% of the vote, according to the Associated Press, with New York coming its closest to turning red in almost four decades, per reports from the New York Post. Medium. Substack. Substack Podcast. Spotify Podcast. Wattpad. The End.